Welcome back, High Vibers, and thank you all for tuning in to another dope live episode here on Vibrate Higher. Major shout out to all the listeners. Not only are we being listened to in the States, but we have listeners in the UK and Japan. And I am Lissa Renee, and you know I'm never alone. I am joined by my lovely co-host, Quincy.
Hey, peace and blessings to all of our listeners today. This is QT sending gratitude to every soul that is with us again. Last show we left off on the benefits of nature and mental health. And I just want to give a little bit of that, of my opinion on, you know, how to help outside of counseling and, you know, medication that is really put here to kill us off and kind of heighten, you know, the mix up that we're having in, with our chemical imbalances. Nature for me is everything. I love listening to the water. I don't care if it's a pond, if it's a river, if it's a lake, anything by water, that's me. I've caught myself, you know, in a bit of a overwhelming mood plenty of times and just, you know, took a seat by the pond and hugged a tree or, you know, stood in some grass and meditated. And that for me alone, it my heart rate, when I have anxiety, because I, you know, I've been diagnosed with plenty of different things and anxiety, the feeling of, you know, being anxious all the time about, you don't even know, you know, what you're feeling that way for. But when I get in nature or, you know, in the environment around me, it puts a sense of, you know, steady beating to my heart. It slows down my mind to where I can process thoughts that I'm having instead of them running in behind each other. I don't believe in medication just because me knowing what I do know about the pharmaceutical business and being here, we can naturally heal ourselves. We do not need you don't need outsiders telling you what's wrong with you. If you just listen to your mind, your body, your soul, that alone will let you know, hey, I'm uneasy about something. And that's what the meditation is for, is to figure out exactly what's bothering you, what's on your mind, what's triggering, you know, the split personalities or the attitudes for the short temperedness and things of that nature.
Exactly. You got to figure out what's triggering you as a whole.
Right. you know, go outside, take a walk, stretch, you know, get some fresh air. I know depression, some symptoms of depression is, you know, you don't feel like doing that. You don't want to get up. You don't want to, you know, sometimes you don't even want to wash your ass. But if you can pull yourself out of bed, at least to step outside for at least 5 minutes, you know, I'm pretty sure, I know you'll come back, you know, feeling like, damn, that was refreshing, you know, let me do something else, you know, and that's what it leads to you, you know, picking up a little bit of the time around the house instead of having everything cluttered in your mind. But that's just for me.
Definitely. Like you stated, go ahead, I'm sorry.
This is just the only thing, the last thing I'm going to say about, you know, medication. I've been prescribed all types of things, and to be completely honest, it made things worse for me as far as sleep patterns, eating patterns, high, it just made my mood swings more intense than what they were without it. So I really had to dig deep and figure out, damn, you know, what am I doing? Why am I feeling like this? And I figured, you know, that out for myself. I had to stop blaming others, you know, for the things that I was going through, or that the decision and choices that I was making that was making my life hell.
And I want to dig a little deeper in a second. And for me, I want to speak from experience, because as a child, I'm pretty much who I am today. And with my family not understanding me or trying to label me of, you know, for who they saw me, because, you know, that started to cause some damage within. And so really by the fourth grade, you know, I was seeing a counselor twice a week. It started off, you know, on Fridays only. But what my family didn't know is the man that they were sending me to, he was more interested in my body parts and knowing if I knew if they worked and knowing if I was damn near fully developed than trying to understand me of whatever they thought was going wrong with me. And so now not only do I not have family to talk to, but now I'm afraid to talk to anyone at this point, because you're sending me somewhere to get this help that you think I need because you're not understanding me. And so this is what's going on. So with that, like, I grew up really, like, closed off from family and not really filled with anger, but I was just standoffish. And so I feel like a lot of that, just holding it in, that did lead to, you know, me being a nymphomaniac at a late teen and young adult age. And, you know, yeah. I won't get into those details, but as I got older, I went to another counselor, and he diagnosed me with BPD, which is borderline personality disorder, and also depression. Then he couldn't label it bipolar because I would never come down to the same level again. I would really bounce off of the moods and frequencies of each other in order to either bring myself up or just where I was comfortable enough of being okay. And so, you know, that's cool, that's fine, but that's a low vibration that I refuse to claim. And so I decided if I couldn't talk to people without them labeling me, I would write about it. And as you know, as we were talking earlier, like I said, it's not for no promo, no shit like that. When I read when I wrote The Red Room, it was about a door that I put everything behind. And it started mentally and it became physical. And so, you know, as we stated in the last episode, our mentals become our reality. So I wrote that book to help others, honestly, because you don't have to deal with depression the way I did. You don't have to take the routes I took because they told me I was this, and hell, I wasn't sure of myself, so I let these people tell me who the fuck I was and what I was going through. And people like to say, you know, it's mind over matter, and it's crazy because I see it as matter over mind, because I don't mind mattering a little bit more than my mind. And it sounds a little weird, but we have to get past only living in our minds for one, it ain't no peace there. And we manifest with our thoughts, so motherfuckers might want to just be careful. So I want to ask, you know, not getting too personal, but just want to ask Quincy, have you ever felt like you had, and again, you know, I told you I hate saying mental health issue, but did you ever feel like there was something going on mentally and either you were afraid to talk about it or, you know, you just couldn't talk about it because they wouldn't understand you?
Honestly, I didn't realize what was going on until my mother, she pointed it out. Before I knew exactly what depression and things like anxiety and, you know, the personality disorders, before I even knew what that was, I just, you know, I couldn't understand why I couldn't stop crying or why I was up and down. You know what I mean? I was coming out of in a situation where, you know, everything about me was being questioned by myself, me, you know what I mean? And mom was like, you know, you need to go see somebody, go talk to somebody, because I wouldn't talk to her. I wouldn't talk to my sister, my brother. I wouldn't talk to nobody. Friends even couldn't even tell if anything was wrong with me, because I hid it and I suppressed so much. And just one day, you know, it was just, I was tired of it. And I went to my mom and I'm like, I couldn't even get my words out. I'm crying. Mm-hmm. I'm telling her, I'm rambling. I'm trying to tell her what's wrong, and I can't quite put my finger on it. And she just sent me there. And when I went, and had a couple of sessions is when I realized, you know, this might not be what I need. Everything mm-hmm. that they're telling me, which they really don't even tell you anything. You do most of the talking, and I give you an opinion in my cat, and if you ask me, of what they think you're feeling or where they think mm-hmm. your feelings are coming from. And yes. first of all, I never told them everything. You know, you don't go in there telling them everything. One thing I don't do is I don't trust, you know, everybody with everything about me. So when I realized,
I don't trust nobody that works for the state.
Right. I can't even tell them because, you know, because you tell them certain shit, they'll try to send them people on you. And
exactly.
It don't even be that serious. You know, sometimes it don't be. And I just made up my mind that I wasn't going to take pills. I wasn't going to go to these counseling sessions, which I had to, you know, I had to do that because I had, you know, some things going on with the state and stuff like that. But, you know, once I completed my courses and all of that, with that, I just left it all alone. And I took it upon myself to figure out instead of letting somebody else tell me what the hell was going on with me.
Most definitely. And as, like you said, like, it don't even be that serious sometimes. Sometimes you just be needing an outlet to vent to,
right.
and they will take it and run with it. And so, again, and, you know, I speak from the truth. And so one day I got into it with somebody I was dealing with, and I was heated. Like, I let my emotions get the best of me, and I did something stupid. I pulled up with my kids, and I threw the first lick. And it was like, you know, it just, you know, how kids get involved. Everybody just get involved. And so here I am with the CPS case because they feel like
right.
I neglected my kids because my kids rode with me. But you got to think about it. I'm all my kids got. And if you playing me stupid, they're going to be in the back seat. I didn't bring my kids in the house when I started punching him.
Right.
But
right.
when my kid saw it, she took it and ran with it. And so that, you know, they came up to her school without my acknowledgement. And so, you know, by the time I got home, there was a note on my door. And so they made me go to anger management. And it's like one of those things, like you say, like, I really don't want to talk to you because I know you're trying to use everything against me. And they say
right.
stupid shit like, if you're angry, you can't be at the best for your kid. You can't fully love your
right.
kid. You can't tell me that. I'm not letting you put words in my mouth. That's stupid as fuck. I love
exactly.
my kids when I don't love
right.
myself. But I love myself,
right.
so therefore I have that amount of love to give to myself and my kids. So they try to play you, and then they, again,
right.
they use that shit against you. And so it was like after that, yeah, I was forced to go. And they wanted me to keep going, having sessions. But like you said, you do most of the talking. You just asking me these probing-ass questions to get more information,
right.
to try to put together
exactly.
a story that you still fully do not have, because I still will never fully tell you.
And exactly.
after, you know, after breaking down certain walls, you feel like, okay, well, maybe I can talk to this person. Then this person just up and leaves. It happens every
exactly.
time. So therefore, I don't feel comfortable going to a counselor. When I, in the fourth grade,
right.
I had this man, and I use his name because, I mean, it's the truth. And he did. You sitting here, you staring at me the whole time, and you want to pull out dolls and show me body parts. Bitch, I'm 10 years old. You think I don't know what fucking pussy is? You don't think I know what titties
right.
is? I know. I have these things. You don't know. And so it made me uncomfortable, and I'm not trying to discourage anyone and say that you can't go seek help, because I do want you to seek help. But you have to realize, like, going to counseling is not always the way. I mean,
right.
we all want somebody to talk to at the end of the day, but you have yourself. You have that energy inside of you. And I'm not talking energy. I'm talking energy, your inner God. So why not talk? I mean, nobody knows you better than you.
Right. Right.
But,
and see, you know.
And then also, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, that being said, too, me thinking back to when I was going through counseling, I never had a counselor that looked like me or came from where I came from. You know what I'm saying? That could actually, you
right.
know, that I would even feel safe talking to about things like that.
Because you don't know. You don't understand the background that we come from, and you just
right.
don't know. Like, there's a whole bunch of cultural differences. And, I mean, not that it matters, but it matters.
because I want somebody that looks like me that can understand me. Well, you know, a lot of people say color doesn't matter. Well, it really do when I'm pouring my heart out, when I'm feeling my feelings. I want somebody that looks like me that really understand when they say, I know what you mean. I don't want nobody to just saying this shit because it's what they have to say to get the next question about me.
Yeah, or tell you about past patients.
And sometimes they don't even do that. They try to open up about themselves, but and sometimes it'd be like, have you ever met somebody that want to be so deep with you, but they so off? Like, baby, I understand that's what you went through, but that's not even what I'm here for. And one was trying to relate with me so hard, she wanted to tell me about getting beat by her daddy and stuff like that, just random shit. Well, my daddy was never around. I can't relate. Like, we're not going to take that route because I can't relate with you and you can't relate with me. Why am I coming to these sessions? And she just wanted me to come because she felt like I just needed somebody to talk to. And she was just like, your beliefs are different. And she was a Jesus freak. And like I told her, that's cool. That's fine. But what does it look like calling out to Jesus? He never came.
Right.
And so it was just like you said, you want somebody that kind of looks like you, that can relate to you. And it's not all about that. I really just want you to get somebody to talk to because, you know, mental health, it can affect the way you think, feel, and behave. And, you know, before you feel like there's no one you can talk to, you gotta talk to somebody. And I feel like I can speak for, you know, myself and Queen T. Like, if there's nobody else to talk to, you can talk to us. Like, we're here.
Yes.
Jump on live. While we're live, if you need to talk, we're here. There's always a comment section. Like, and then also, if you feel like, you know, you need somebody with some licenses and shit to talk to, you also can talk to the Mental Health Society or whatever the fuck they're called, the Mental Health Hotline. And the number is 1-800-442-9673. And for y'all, it's a little slow. I'm repeating it again, 1-800-442-9673. And, yeah, just talk to somebody. Like, if you don't want to talk to us, you don't want to talk to your spouse, your family, we're here. And most definitely don't want you to ignore the signs. Like Queen T said, it was affecting basically her whole routine, her eating, like her mood. Like, that's the type of shit that you got to worry about, feeling anxious and worried, depressed and unhappy all the time. Those emotional outbursts, that shit counts. Like, just being quiet and withdrawn, it's different for everyone. And so for some, it leads to substance abuse. Like, hell, some people can't talk to people, so they talk to the drugs. It's a way for them to release. I hate to say it like that, but you can't tell nobody how to fucking cope with their feelings if you ain't never been there. Even if you have been there, you're not them. And we all handle shit differently. Everything we go through in life is differently. We might meet up on the same path, but this shit was different getting here.
Right.
So my last words on that, don't want to spend too much time on that. You know, just want to let you know again, you know, Vibrate Higher is here for you and others, you know, are too. Just got to find someone you trust to open up to. And if not, start a daily journal. Like Queen T said, get in nature. Bless you. Get in nature and just love on yourself. And so you can get better understanding. You can understand yourself more. And tap into that energy and use some of that same inner strength to pull you up out of those low vibrations. And I'm going to leave it on that for the mental health.
Okay, me too then. Okay, moving on. Today's subject, the new subject that we will be discussing today, is conscious, and spirituality. Okay. The first conscious we'll talk about is... you know, the basic, you know, knowing right from wrong. Okay. Growing up, like, you know, from a baby, you're taught right from wrong, you know, and that sticks with you. Is that the right breakdown for that? I'm going to spell it.
Yes, I would say,
look, I'm going to spell this one. You know which one I'm talking about, but C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-E. So the knowing from right and wrong.
Yes, and for those of you that don't know, it is a noun. So that is, you know, something that you do, and it is a inner voice or feeling. You know, like you said, viewed as on an act of, you know, the rightful or wrongness, and it's instilled in all of us at an early age, you know, admit, don't touch that shit. You knew not
right.
to touch it. And when your mama said yes, you said yes. So, yes, that is the correct definition. And, I mean, it is, I mean, as plain as it is, I mean, it's that inner feeling and that voice that lets you know right or wrong. But in saying that, I just want to quickly ask, have you ever felt like there was something, you know, you ever did something that was right for you, but it left you feeling guilty? Or have you ever did something but let the incorrect inner voice guide you? I don't know if you would consider it an incorrect voice, because it depends. If you're fueling off your emotions, that's why I say incorrect, because sometimes
right.
we be feeling this way and we know it ain't right, but if we let our inner
right,
voice
right,
guide
right.
us.
The devil on one shoulder is the angel on the other shoulder. But hell yes. when, you know, little shit. Like, damn, I see somebody drop this $5 bill, but I'm sure I'm going to put my foot over and slide that bitch with me, you know, type of shit. But you know what I'm saying? I need this, you know what I mean? I need this little $5. But, you know, plenty of times, though, that has happened to me. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
I take the little $5, you know, if I need it. Sometimes I won't, but I always end up paying. And
you know, I'm glad you said that shit. Because when you was
yeah.
down here working, remember that time I came in the store and I was looking for my motherfucking money and I knew I had just handed that $20.
Oh.
I laid it on the fucking counter. Do you remember that shit? I laid
I remember
that fucking
that.
White man that walked out the door. That bitch picked up my shit.
Oh, God. Listen.
That $20
oh, my God.
All the way to the door.
You was
yes.
mad as hell and I knew he did it. I couldn't prove it.
That shit, because I was like, I just laid this shit on the fucking floor.
Just had it up
ain't
there.
No motherfucking way.
Man,
I don't know what. I went through it that day. Like, it was just bad shit after bad shit. I'm like, okay, now what the fuck? Now, I still had the money, so I was really on the way to the weed man, so I'm trying to get changed because the bitch never
right.
got changed. You ain't about to keep just keeping my $10. Yeah, I'm not tripping over no $10. Bitch, $10 and $10 add up, and if you need $10, you need to go get you another job.
No,
so I was trying
$10,
to go first. That too, but you ain't even always got it. You be buying a girl. Don't have me talking about these people. Don't
okay,
even
okay,
be
but
like
yes.
you be buying a seven, trying to sell me an eighth out your stuff. Go to fucking hell. Like I had to learn about him, and I don't fuck with him no more. But that was then. But that's what happened that day, and it was just like that shit was wild. I'm glad
about
you said
that.
That encounter. Yeah. That shit pissed me the fuck off. But that was my karmic debt because I was house sitting and it was just so like when I house sit, you just got to do so much. I ain't going to go into details, but it was just like, goddamn. And so I know you can say basically I was on camera doing shit I wasn't supposed to do. And I just like, we cool, we locked in. It ain't no thievery, no shit like that. But it's just like, bro, I want my money before you get here. I ain't trying to wait till you get back. So it was just a whole lot. So that was my karmic debt to trying to be slick and shit like that. So, I mean, that's what happened. I mean,
damn.
But yeah,
looking back on
wrong,
that.
But it was right because shit. But I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, you all right. But yeah, I'm saying that I forgot all about that encounter. But when you brought it back up, I'm like, damn, that is so. That was crazy. That was a while ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Okay.
I think I had
moving
just locked
on.
My hair when it happened. But moving on.
Yeah. We're gonna go to the next conscious. The spelling for this one, you know, the other conscience, CONSCIOUS, and this is the aware, woke.
Mm-hmm.
You want to break that one down? What I mean by woke?
All right, and so you know, though they sound similar, conscious is a noun referring to the awareness that one's actions are right or wrong. And so while conscious is more of an adjective, meaning awake or alert. And so, for an example, if you're sleeping on these gems and jewels that are being dropped, then you're in an oblivion. And an oblivion
right.
is a state of being unaware and unconscious of what is happening. So here on Vibrate Higher, I feel like our mission is to make you motherfuckers aware and alert of what is going on. But a real goal in life is for you to be aware of yourself.
Right. Right. And that basically ties into spirituality, aware of yourself, you know, aware of, you know, there's more to, you know, there's something greater than yourself. Something
mm-hmm.
more to being human, you know, in this human experience. Like, we're not just here to be just paying bills and working, you know, all our lives. We're here to experience, teach, learn lessons, and, you know, figure out, you know, what the calling is. You care to elaborate?
Speaking of callings, I was going to say, speaking of callings, what do you think your calling is? I just want to know.
I say... healing.
That's a good one.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
I feel like my energy alone can
yeah.
heal somebody.
I like
you know,
that.
As I spoke the other day about, you know, my mom and my siblings and our energy, the healing energy that I know was that radiated off of us to my mother while she, I'm talking about on the vent, you know, tube down her throat, can't move her muscle, can't lift a finger, nothing. And I told my brothers and sister, I told them, I said, we have to come together. Everybody, somebody, we have to be on a schedule to where one of three of us goes and sees her and we speak to her because she could still hear even though she was unconscious. You know what I'm saying? She still could hear. So we going in, we speaking affirmations. We playing, you know, music. They used to play all that gospel and Jesus, you know, shit, you know, and I used to be like, uh-uh. As soon as I get in there, I'm changing it. I'm putting it on some shit you want to hear that will bring her mind back to when we're at her house cooking and eating and all the family's there and it's happy vibes. I'm bringing that back to her so that she can get that feeling back. You understand what I mean? And, excuse me, understand what I mean. And I feel like me and my aura, my heart, my heart is pure. My intentions is always pure. And I feel like healing is something that I'm here for.
Definitely. I like that. That is, and when you say that, like, you are an empath, so I feel like, you know, that is aligned with you, and that's major to, you know, be a healer in this fucked up ass world that we live, you know, that we live in, to have all those frequencies and energy, you know, just
right.
doing the synergy of it all, like, it's major because that shit is draining, but I do see that for you. But before I cut you off, I do apologize. I know you asked me to elaborate. And so just speaking of, you know, the consciousness and, you know, spiritual alignment, whatever you want to call it, it's tapping to those spiritual awakenings. And so I feel like, well, I know everyone's spiritual awakening is different, but it's nothing short of an enlightenment. And so,
right.
you know, you see these overnight spiritualists, the way they explain a spiritual awakening is as something beautiful. And I'm here to tell you that shit is dark and cold. Now, the reward,
right.
that's beautiful. But that spiritual awakening is really like testing everything you know. Like, you have to relearn
yes.
a whole lot of shit. And so...
Yes.
A spiritual awakening, like if you really want to break it down by definition, more of a realization or an inspiration about a connection with an entity or entities above the immediate and physical world. Like you said, believing in higher source, a higher power. And so, you know, most definitely. And I feel like for Christians, they're not going to understand it until I take them to the Bible with it. Because a lot of people
right.
don't understand that we need to be in spirit. Like, I don't know when when we I don't know when these people start believing in what they believe then, but even in Christianity, you know, it lets you know to live in the spirit. And so for the Christians, I just want to read directly from the Bible to help them understand a little bit better. So if you do got your Bible, sound like I'm in church, you can go to 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14. And so it does state that the natural man does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolish to him and cannot understand him because they are spiritually discerned. On alone, just to let them know, they can go to John 14, 17, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot receive him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he abides within you and will be in you. What the fuck? Why the fuck do you think you're looking for a God and it's within you?
Right, exactly.
I just be wanting them to really study their Bible instead of just reading it. Like, it lets you know right there, like, you have to be spiritually aligned. And, like, because like we spoke on a previous episode, like, we need to go back to living under the universal laws, because all this shit that they got going on is really fucking with, it's fucking with your brain. That's causing the mental, the mental at the beginning. And then now it's fucking with your spirit. And I feel like your spirit has everything to do with, it's everything. It's one. So it's going to fuck with, you know, the mental. And so I want to ask, what caused your spiritual awakening? And I'm asking that because, and I mean, it could have always been in you, but it's been said that awakenings are usually caused by trauma, you know, life-changing events, car wrecks and such. What was it for you?
Prison. Excuse me. Prison, yes.
That was real.
Real shit. And before I jump into that, I just want to touch on, you know, what you said last about the alignment. And it's spiritually fucked up because, you know, as Christians, are supposed to, you know, the Bible is supposed to be what you live by and stuff, right? But laws and shit is changing as far as gay marriage, abortion, shit like that. So it's causing a spiritual warfare, and that's just confusion on which way you need to turn. Why are you letting somebody else direct you is what we're saying. That shit comes from within. You know what the fuck you need to be doing. You know what I'm saying? And you know how to do it. So it's like you got to pull yourself up because their agenda is not to – they can't monetize us vibrating high. They can't monetize that. They can't get money off of that. So if everybody – if you can – you know, if you got it in you, if you got it in you, if you can dig in you and get it about you to, you know, look within instead of outside for that guidance and that warmth that you're missing, then, yeah, I don't know. But as far as my spiritual awakening, prison, yeah, I've been to prison, you know, and it was just... I couldn't call for Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Realizing that alone, you know, like, damn, I prayed this, and shit went the whole other way. So maybe I need to be doing something different. Maybe I need to be looking some direction. And shit, that's what led to it, looking inside of me. Like, what was my people doing before, you know, praying to Jesus? And that's what, you know, that's what they call voodoo. That's what they call the black magic. It's, it wants you to be scared of and stuff like that. And that stuff is a whole different story for me because I don't tap into that side. But as far as spiritually aligned and things of that nature, I'm all
I'll
for
tap
it.
Into it.
Yeah, huh?
I say I tap into it just a little bit.
Right. Some people do, you know, and I don't have nothing. I'm not scared of it or anything. I don't want to tap into something that I'm not familiar with. That's something that I have to, I'm on one thing, you know. I got to get myself right. I got to get my mind right. I got to get my health right. You know what I'm saying? I got to get my money, you know, all this type of stuff. that I want for myself, that's what we mean. You have to start with you.
Facts. All of this shit, it just calls me at once. And so, like, I'm really joking because, you know, I don't really fuck around with girls and shit like that. I really feel like I know my mission is, you know, to help people. They used to call me Harriet. And so I'm here to help people get to the other side, nothing more, nothing less. You know,
right.
The blessing is in, you know, the mission itself. And so with all of that, I want to say for me, like, my spiritual awakening, I want to say it was childhood trauma, I would say. But,
yeah,
you know, as a child, I was forced to, you know, put my beliefs and thoughts up my ass. So as an adult,
right.
I feel like it was an aphrodisiac that sparked that childhood trauma. And then I got into this bad wreck, like, right up the street from where I stayed. And so, I don't know, it was just different. That day was so different because I could have swore that I died. And it was just,
yeah,
it was different ever since. And so that same night, I just sat with myself. I sat in the mirror and I started my shadow work. I didn't even know what the fuck I was doing. Like, I was just going through all this shit. I was just crying. I was feeling this shit. I started feeling people dying. So then I started, you know, I just started channeling in. I started sitting with myself, and then I would hear these inner voices. They didn't sound like me, but it felt like me. So I would take it, and I would just write it down, and I would write everything that I felt and what I heard. And it was just some of the scariest shit. So I just started Googling because I'm a researcher, and I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is going on with me. And I'm pulling up YouTube videos, and everybody's like, oh, you're having a spiritual awakening. And I'm like, what the fuck is a spiritual awakening? Then I'm like, I started losing family and friends. Some of them died. Some of them shit. Thought I was too crazy to talk to. So, you know, it was hard at first. And I felt like it was kind of hard because some shit, when you're doing shadow work, it's, you don't want to take accountability for that shit. Because, like I was saying, I don't know if I've told you about this. I think I did, but when I started doing my shadow work, I started seeing everything negative that I did to people and how they went home and dealt with it. And that shit broke me down in ways like, it's just like, what the fuck? And so I see this girl cutting herself for something that I said to her. And it was minor to me, but it was major to her. And it was just like, that type of shit like that fucks with you. And again, it could have been just, you know, some shit I was just visioning, but it was so real. And then also I started having these visions, and the shit, it didn't happen yet, but then the shit started happening. And so this girl, I used to date this girl, and it was something so small. And when I saw this shit, like 2 years ago, I really thought this shit had happened then. So 2 years ago, I had, I guess, this damn dream, this vision, deja vu now, that I got into it with the girl I used to date. And we got into it because it was this girl on Facebook, and she was dancing. She was dancing to, you know, some neo soul, some, you know, Jamaican beats. And it was this white lady. And she got on there, and she was like Becky with the good hips. And that shit run me hot. Because the shit that they you know, they call us whores for, and they talk about us, so you go out and do and try to make it your own and put your own spin on it, and I don't like it. So I was like, this shit trash, and she came in. She went out her way to say, for me and all the people in the West Indies, we approve. Okay. Since you motherfuckers approve, this the same type of shit, and it's the same reasons why they call y'all ass niggers, and they mock everything that y'all do, because y'all make it okay. Y'all take them in thinking that they change, and I'm not saying they all bad, but you just keep letting them take what we have. And then she was a whore, because you getting fucked on from the front and the back by dancing. These two black men smushing her in, so you cream. She looked like a fucking fool. So that irritated, like, it really irritated me. And then her friend jumped on there and tried to, okay, so first off, you bitches, now I just, because stop fucking with me, because I'm trying to tell you how I feel. Then you went out your way to tell me how you feel when I don't give a fuck because I don't approve.
Yeah.
And I feel like when it comes to shit like that, my approval matters over yours. So, because we on different shit, because you still call your shit dreads, and I know that they lock. People
right.
call our shit whatever you want to. And, like, I don't fuck with people like that, and I was just telling her. But then when y'all tried to jump in my inbox after I said I'm done with it, if you're not talking about pulling up on me, I'm not going to keep arguing with you. So I just ended up blocking
yeah.
her. But, again, that shit happened 2 months ago, but I thought it had already happened 2 years ago. And that was
wow.
so weird to me. And so, like, I don't know, just tapping into, like, those spiritual awakenings, I just want to, you know, let people know, like, that shit will happen more often, like, deja vu and shit like that. And so,
yeah.
Yeah, like I was saying, there was, like, a lot of shit I didn't want to hold myself accountable for. And that's the shit that happened recently. But, again, I thought it had already happened and didn't. I really felt like I kind of went overboard because her opinion is her opinion, but I don't
yeah.
want to apologize. But I felt like with those spiritual awakenings, you know, there have been many warnings. And I'm not even just talking about that shit, just having those visions. I'm just saying that led up to the wreck and things like that. Like, I would be in
right.
Dallas and I knew I shouldn't have been there. Like, I have been saying, like, you know, I ain't going to fuck this, Nina. You know how you try to plea bargain with the creator? Like, you know, just, you know,
yeah.
I'm going to make it this time. I ain't going to do this shit no more. And I was just like, you know what? Let me go this one time. And I ain't going to go no more.
Girl.
And I really wasn't even fucking with him like this. Like, I really wasn't even fucking with the dude like this. It was, I don't know. It was just always the thrill of going because I knew something exciting would happen. So he was not really even exciting. I knew it was kind of like a lesson. It was always the test that I needed to go until it blew up in my face. Because, you know,
right.
like, when you think
Keep
something's
on.
Going right for you or you think this is what you want, he going to show you, like, he going to make it real uncomfortable. So all this shit kept happening, but it's just like, damn, you don't give me $500 to come to Dallas. I'm going to come down there. Yeah, I'm going to come down there. And, like, we was fucking with each other at one point in time. It was just like, I didn't want him for my man. Like, he didn't know how to accept love. And it was just kind of like, it was pointless trying to teach a grown-ass person what love was. Like, because, bitch, you been done had it before. You keep misusing it. I think, and I ain't trying to start no shit, and I ain't trying to take it there, but I feel like men, when they have women that love them and constantly try to show them that they love them and they don't know how to acknowledge it, they don't know how to love back, they might be gay or something. So I'll be like, bro, I don't know. When I get to thinking, I don't like to get to thinking. So I'm just like, I ain't fucking with you. And I was really dead-ass serious, and I never went back. But I was having my book signing, and he asked me, could he come? And I was like, yeah, you know, you can come bring a date. Because I don't want
right.
you to think that, you know, we going home with each other. There ain't going to be no shit like that. And so even just that small connection, even after I said I was done fucking with him, sparked something within me. And I don't even know what it is, but I knew once I had that wreck ever again, like, I couldn't. And
yeah.
I don't know why, but it was just, like, never meant to be. And so after that, I didn't have those, you know, those spiritual awakenings anymore. It was more of growing pains. And I know that's a little off topic, but, you know, once you do start to transition spiritually and go, you know, to these higher levels, you know, those growing pains, they do exist. Have you ever experienced that?
Give me an example of what you mean by growing pains.
So growing pains is like, I feel like when you're trying to get away from a situation that, you know, you love, but you feel like even in doing what's best for you, that shit hurts. So
yeah.
even, like, that's one example, or even just when you move up, you know, you have to leave certain people behind or certain people leave you behind and you have to grow
yeah.
through those pains because, you know, that shit is not, you cannot be connected, like, I don't know what it is, but it's just like once it's plain and clear, like you've got to leave that shit alone because once you go back attached to that shit, it's just like it fucks up everything that you have going. And so I know for me, if I say I'm going to stop fucking with a person and it's been clear, all the signs have been there and the creator has made it, you know, very fucking clear that I shouldn't be fucking with this person, it's like if I connect with them, talk to them, start having shitty days. And that's how I know when somebody I don't fuck with is going to start talking to me, because I start having all these emotions. Like yesterday, two of my exes hit me up. And it one of them, I mean, it wasn't even nothing bad. It was just he just wanted to talk, but it was just like I feel that shit coming. So with that, that's what I mean, like just growing pains, just having to grow through those pains that are caused.
Oh, yeah. I definitely, a lot, plenty. But only certain ones, you know, I feel like if you let it get that bad, you know, by ignoring the signs, then it's going to get that bad. And it's something is going to make you actually give up on that and let it go. That's a hindrance, you know, and it's something that you have to recognize, spiritually awaken. It took me to go to prison twice, you know what I'm saying, to actually understand, you know, say, this ain't it, you know. You gotta switch it up. You have to do it different. And I learned that, and I'm actually coming up on my 2 year being released. You know,
yeah, we need to celebrate.
County, period. Clear City County, all that. You hear me? But yeah, I just, you know, I realized shit. That shit ain't for me. You know, vibrating low, it ain't for me, because that's where it comes from. Your actions, you know, your feelings, your thoughts. You know, even the music, you rapping all these lyrics saying you finna go do this, you finna do that, and you actually in life doing that shit, your results are going to come out. You're speaking that. And I have to realize, man, shit, I got to find a different way to speak about myself. I have to find a way to, you know, make myself, you know, believe in me to be a higher person than what I was, you know, and, yeah, man, it feel good. It feel good as hell to not, you know, be involved in certain activities that I know I'm not supposed to be doing and still doing them, knowing that I can, you know, eventually jeopardize what I have going on or in the making of what I want my life to be like. But, yeah, hell yeah, man.
I like that. I don't know. I don't know. Kind of sad because you got me thinking, and I'm trying not to, you know, dig into anything deeper. But like you said, you know, when you ignore those signs, it most definitely does come back 10 times harder. And it was, shit, I was ignoring them, not giving a fuck. And when I did give a fuck, it was too late. And for me, it be the little shit. The little shit be the last straw for me. So before that wreck, what really made me feel like I just knew I wasn't going to fuck with him no more, like, you can feel when somebody fucking around, but it's like, you not my man. Like, I'm not tripping on you. We ain't like that. And so he like, hey, do a reading on me. So I'm seeing this shit fall in the reading. He's like, what they mean? And so in the same time as these cars are falling, you see all these women falling in the cars. This bitch keep calling. So then she ended up calling my phone. And I'm like, how does bitch get my number? Oh, this dude lying, talking about he ain't with this woman. You sitting up laid up with this woman because she in your phone, so you got to be laid up with her. And so I'm just like, bro, that just, like, really gives me a headache. I don't like shit like that. Like, once you got a bitch calling my phone, like, bitch, I'm not fucking with you. Keep your hoes in check. I don't play like that because I don't do drama. Like, ma'am, sir, ma'am, whatever you is, because y'all be acting weird. People be acting weird. I don't even want this man. And so it was more of, you know, in that spiritual awakening, I had to let go. And so I just wanted to tap in, not going to really go into them, but I wanted to tap in the signs of, you know, a spiritual awakening. And so, you know, feeling disconnected or detached, or, you know, you've reevaluated your beliefs, as many of us do, because, shit, once you start having that spiritual awakening, if you're a Christian, you're no longer that. And so, like I stated, you know, those dreams, they become more vivid, and shit, you live them in real time. And so, as
yeah.
well as, you know, deja vu, as I spoke on. And so your relationships, this is one that is major for me, because your relationships with people, they begin to shift. And so,
yeah.
Shit, you lose a lot of friends. And so, you feel that spirituality, you know, it becomes that important part of your life that was not missing, just covered up over what we were taught. And so also you become more intuitive. You listen into, you know, you listen to that gut, your insides, and you let that
yes.
guide you. And then, you know, tapping into that spiritual awakening, you're able to sense that, you know, manipulation, or just, what y'all call it, fake, what people call it being fake. You can sense those type of people. And so you got to realize that everyone is on their own path, as we spoke of. And so you want to be of service. Like you stated, you're a healer, and I feel like I'm a healer in certain ways. I'm always trying to heal somebody. That's why I'm always drained, as well as a teacher. But that's what I was sent here for. And so when you do start having that spiritual awakening, I do recommend that you find a teacher that can guide you, or, you know, learn enough about yourself to guide yourself. And so also with that spiritual awakening, a lot of people, you know, they seem to feel alone, but you got to know, like, you're spiritually connected and aligned. You're never alone. And so, and then you'll feel more connected to, you know, the natural world. And when I say natural world, just, again, being spiritually grounded and connected, and, you know, you will sense out those type of people as well as your
yes.
senses heightening. That's a major one. I smell fake people. Like, I smell danger. Like, I hate this.
Right.
Shit. Like, when I'm feeling
right.
it, I feel it before it's happening, so now I'm sitting here in suspense, because when the fuck is it going to happen? I might not always know when it's going to happen, but
mm-hmm.
I know it's going to happen. And now I'm sitting on the edge of my seat, so it's fucking with my mental. So you got to, you know, prepare yourself for that, because you will see some shit that you cannot unsee, some shit you wish you've
yeah.
never seen. And
right.
You smell, the smell of evil, that shit, I hate that shit. Like, when I'm
yeah.
when I'm tapped in and I know evil is around and I'm sitting, it just reeks. Like, I hate the way it smells. And so that's why I don't sleep on my back, because I feel like that's when they come get me the most, is when I'm on my back. And then I have sleep paralysis and I can't fucking move, and I need to be able to fight you bitches. So,
right.
Then you have, because you have those more bodily sensations, and so you also have those physical symptoms. Like, again, you'll be able to feel it, that gut feeling, and then, you know, your routines and your habits change. Since
yep.
I became spiritual, I know I do not eat the same. I don't do the same shit. I get out in nature more. I like to dance.
Right.
I do yoga, and I just food. I have not ate meat in a while. I try to eat it.
That is
protein,
awesome.
But, yeah.
You don't need meat.
They laughed
protein.
At me. I know, but I don't like nuts. Them shit's being nasty. I mean, I like pistachios, but I can't do nuts like that. I don't like where they feel in my mouth. I really don't. I just don't like the way they feel in my mouth. So I can't. It's just certain shit. And so most of the times I'm either fasting. I started off, you know, with a 24-hour, but sometimes I do 72 hours. And then even when I do my, you know, 72-hour fast, I fast till noon each day. You know, past that. So I'm always fasting.
Right.
And so that's a good way. And just want to wrap up, because we got like 6 minutes. I'm so sorry. And so, yeah, your outlook on the world, you know, it looks different. Then you increase, you know, the impact in you increases. And then also you display more of, you know, compassion. So you love more. And
exactly.
I just wanted to wrap up with that. You know, those are some of the signs when you know that, you know, you're having that spiritual awakening. And again, it isn't all beautiful and shit like that. It gets deeper. I didn't want to dig into that today because, again, we are running out of time. Queen T, you can got the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I just wanted to say one more thing, too, about that. Yeah, we got to dig deep. You got to get there. However you need to do it, whatever you have to go through to get there, it's going to happen because universally that's going to be your path. But, before I close out, I want to give a good appreciation to our listeners. And I want you guys to join us back here on Sunday at 4 Central Time to we're going to discuss love. I ain't going to jump into what type of love and, you know, whatnot. I don't want to give it to y'all like that, but I'm gonna give y'all a little insight of, you know, how I am with what love means to me, how I show it, how, you know, things of that nature. And if my co-hosts want to jump in on it and get some experiences about that.
y'all should know by now that I'm just, sometimes I can be all over the place. But when it comes to love, I feel like not only is that one of the highest vibrating frequencies, but love is a beautiful thing, especially if you create the love that is for you and not the love that you see that is on TV or comparing it to someone else's. And so,
right.
Although, you know, I'm not in a relationship now, I'm not seeking to be in a relationship, I like to be that single person to remind people, like, I'm not bitter, I'm not fucked up by, you know, nothing that has gone wrong. I don't think all men are shit. Like, I don't think like that. Just
right.
Not in a rush for love. But most definitely, it's a beautiful thing, and I can't wait to tap into it. And so, I don't know if you caught earlier when I said, when we were talking about the U.K. in the USA episode, and now they're listening to us. So we appreciate y'all as well.
Definitely.
I really feel like we might have some agents listening. My kid is always telling me to be careful, but you got to know we're not fearing shit. And I want to say one last thing. I seen this thing on Facebook yesterday, and it says you can't fake frequency because your energy will expose you. And I don't know. I like that a lot. And so I want to close on that note for me. Just keep that in mind that you cannot fake the frequencies because your energy will always expose you.
Right. And I totally agree with that. We definitely, we're going to tap into love next time we come on Sunday at 4.
You got any final words?
No, I don't. I actually thought you was going to play some more music. That was a good song.
Oh, well, if you have no more words for us, people, that is it for today on Vibrate High. It's most definitely been a blessing, you know, y'all listening to us and, you know.
Yes.
She and I going back and forth, I learn, you know, more about you every day. So it's most definitely a pleasure and an honor to be your co-host. But again, no final words. We out for the night. Well, for today, join us back Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. I am Lissa Renee.
And this is Queen T.
You want to tell them people?
Thank you.
I thought you want to tell them people who you is? All right,
yeah,
that is it for us. I'm sorry. But, y'all, that is it for us. We are running out of time. It has been a pleasure on Vibrate Higher. Till next time.
Thank y'all.
If I color you with all my thoughts, would you lose your phase of being lost? I bet you never even know. See the universe inside of you. Can I?